We're going to begin with breaking news from the United States. Thousands of flights are expected to resume after being paused across the nation because of a system failure. At this point, there's no evidence of a cyber attack, according to the White House. But President Joe Biden's requested a full investigation into the cause. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has been tweeting updates. The latest post says the FAA is still working to fully restore the Notice to Air Missions system following an outage. It's ordered airlines to pause all domestic departures until 9 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 1400 GMT. That's about a minute and a half ago, to allow the agency to validate the integrity of flight and safety information. We've got two correspondents following this story. John Hendred standing by in El Paso in Texas. First, we're going to speak to our White House correspondent, Kimberly Halkett. So, Kimberly, it looks as though they were aiming to have things back on track by about 1400 GMT, say just about a minute or so ago now. Just bring us up to date with what the situation is.
Yeah, well, things are happening so quickly that the latest update we have from the Federal Aviation Administration is that, in fact, the ground stop has been lifted. As of just moments ago, we understand that the notice to air missions or NOTAM system seems to be back online. This is after an outage that caused chaos in the system for several hours. What we understand is that the system that allows for pilots to be notified of hazards when they're taking off and landing has now been put back online. So this is going to be welcome news for the thousands of air travelers that have been stranded at airports all across the United States. Now, the U.S. president has been talking about this. He said that he has directed a full investigation by the Department of Transportation. As you mentioned, so far, the White House saying there's no evidence of a cyber attack. But what we do know is that there is certainly going to be a full investigation of this, because this is critical infrastructure. What we know is that there is going to be further statements coming out of the Federal Aviation Administration, because there certainly is going to be careful follow-through. This is affected and is going to have an enormous economic impact, given the fact that so many travelers have been had their days affected by this. Some 4,000 travelers have been affected by this. We know that there have been flights canceled. There have been flights in and out of the United States. And certainly we know that the president has directed the Department of Transportation to investigate.
That's our White House correspondent, Kimberly Halkett. Kimberly, thank you very much. We're going to speak to John Hendren. He's joining us now from El Paso in Texas. John, I would imagine that some of those passengers who've been stranded that Kimberly was talking about have been where you are. Just talk us through what's been going on there.
Well, it's still quite early in the morning here. We're on mountain time, so it's 7 in the morning here, and there were only really a handful of flights scheduled to leave before that time. I checked the board. They are still all listed as on time, although they are, in fact, late. So they haven't been canceling or delaying flights from here. That ripple effect of those delays starts in the East Coast, where in those early morning hours you have people leaving earlier. But here, where it's really just past dawn, things are just starting to get going. It's my understanding that planes have been allowed to land, those that have been flying overnight, international flights, that sort of thing. But right here, it looks like there will be a pretty minor disruption in this part of the country. And of course, as you sweep west toward California, where it's even earlier, and then on to Hawaii, it will be hours before those planes would have been scheduled to take off for the most part. So the effect seems to be mostly in the East Coast right now. Here in El Paso, Texas, where I am in mountain time, 7 a.m., the effect has been pretty minimal so far. We have not been seeing planes take off, so it's been unusually quiet here at the airport. We are near Fort Bliss, a military base, a huge military base, where they have been entirely unaffected. Their planes can take off as they like. But, of course, the military also uses commercial airports, and those soldiers would be impacted. But for now, it seems like the damage here has been relatively limited.
John, thank you very much indeed. We're going to be getting an update from the East Coast about how it has been affected so far. But for now, John Hendren in El Paso, thank you.